91X News.
It's minus two and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Justin Medvey. A mother has told a sentencing hearing in Newmarket, Ontario, that she just wants her old life back before a drunk driver killed her three children and her father. Jennifer Neville Lake told people outside the courtroom north of Toronto that she does not hate 29-year-old Marco Muzzo, but she hates his actions. She says she never thinks about Muzzo himself. Muzzo has pleaded guilty to 4 counts of impaired driving causing death and 2 of impaired driving causing bodily harm. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he cannot be sure the truce set to start this weekend in Syria will work.
Appearing on Capitol Hill a day after the agreement with Russia was announced, Kerry said the ceasefire is the only option for eventually reaching a political deal to stop the Syrian civil war.
It's the only alternative available to us.
But Senator Barbara Boxer and others on the Foreign Relations Committee wonder if Russia's committed to making it work.
I just hope it's not a rope-a-dope deal.
Kerry said it may be.
I'm not going to vouch for this. I'm not going to say this process is sure to work. Because I don't know.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
People of Belleville between the ages of 30 and 74 have the opportunity to help out with a province-wide health study this week. The Ontario Health Study is a research program that aims to learn about people's health and risk factors for chronic diseases. The researchers hope that the results will help create better prevention and treatment plans for these illnesses. Kelly McDonald is the program manager. She says some local visitors don't meet the expectations for turnout.
I'm happy to say that Belleville is absolutely on track to hit the target number that we were hoping to see there in terms of the number of participants that we were hoping would come out to support the study.
Over 100 people are scheduled to visit the Belleville Study Center over the next 2 days. Belleville police are searching for what appears to be a black Ford F-150 with a suspension lift kit, large tires, silver rims, and a box cover. The truck pulled up and spoke to an 11-year-old boy walking on Albion Street between 3 and 4 p.m. yesterday. Anyone who saw the truck in the area is urged to call police at 613-996-0882 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Police are also looking for information on a $4,000 tire theft at the Campbellford Chrysler dealership this past Saturday. Northumberland OPP reported happened between 10 and 11 p.m. The suspect was wearing a gray hoodie and jeans, driving a light-colored Jeep Wrangler. Anyone with information is urged to call the Campbellford OPP detachment at 705-653-3300 or again, Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Have something to say about Belleville Transit? Fill out the online survey they released February 18th. The survey asks bus goers to rate their ride by explaining the routes that were taken and how quickly the bus arrived. Riders are encouraged to participate in this short survey to make Belleville Transit work better for everyone. Councillor Egerton Boyce says he'd use the bus as his means of transportation for the month of February, and his pledge is coming to an end. QNET News will be talking with him and other transit users tomorrow in regards to their travel experience. That's QNET News on 91X. It is 5:04. And now for sports. Anti-doping leaders scolded ESPN for sending the wrong message by not conducting drug tests at the X Games in Norway this week. The network's answer, feel free to test whomever you'd like. Hit with criticism from the heads of the Olympics, the World Anti-Doping Agency, and Norway's Anti-Doping Federation, ESPN responded by reiterating its own policy. While it doesn't conduct its own testing, the network has always offered Federation space and credentials so they can set up and conduct their own out-of-competition tests. Created in 1997 as an independent event, the Winter X Games provided the most visible platform for snowboarding and other action sports. A few of those sports were introduced into the Winter Olympics in 1998. Now they make up a sizable portion of the Olympics. In baseball, no comment today from Toronto Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins on contract talks or reported trades. Atkins says he has no plans to discuss such matters publicly. A reported three-team deal that fell apart and contract extension negotiations with slugger Jose Bautista have dominated talk on the first 2 days of spring training. Both Alberta teams are in action tonight as the NHL presents a 9-game schedule. Edmonton welcomes Ottawa and Calgary. Edmonton welcomes Ottawa and Calgary is at Los Angeles. Winnipeg is home to Dallas and Toronto entertains Nashville. The Maple Leafs and Oilers are tied for last place in the overall standings. Marc Gasol of the Memphis Grizzlies will miss the rest of the NBA season after having surgery to repair his broken right foot. Gasol signed a 5-year contract last July after earning a starting spot in last year's All-Star game. The 7'1" center averaged 16.6 points and 7 rebounds in 52 games this season. The second half of the NBA season is underway and teams are battling for playoff spots. Two teams contending for the final berth in the West are meeting tonight in Salt Lake City. The contest has 8th place Houston facing the hometown Utah Jazz. The Toronto Raptors, currently 2nd in the Eastern Conference, have the night off. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for your weather. There's a 60% chance of snow overnight with a risk of freezing drizzle and a low of -3. Tomorrow, snow and ice pelts could amount to 2 to 4 centimeters. Wind will be northeast at 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 kilometers an hour. That's with a high of +1. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Justin Medvey for QNET News. News on 91X is next at 6.